Добрый вечер всем. We're going to start our prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood, for your body, God. Thank you so much for what you have done on the cross. That we can just walk it out. We can be faithful. We can trust you with our lives. Hey, with everything that you do, God. Holy Spirit, we want to invite you into this place. We want to admit and we want to surrender, God, to you. Thank you so much for taking care of us, God. Every single day you are there. We want to recognize it, God. We don't want to miss it because your provision and your protection is real all the time. We don't have to feel it. It's not about feelings and emotions, God, but it's about just trusting you that we are in your hands, no matter what it looks like. Holy Spirit, I just want to lead this way to just submit and surrender to you, God. Give this stage to you, Holy Spirit. Decree and declare and release what needs to be released tonight, Holy. And we're just going to go after it, God, what's on your heart right now. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for awakening, God. Thank you so much for awakening this generation, my Lord. For awakening this generation to the raw truth of what it looks like, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for everything that's been, everything that's going on right now, Lord. That you are taking off masks from churches, God. That you are taking masks from your leaders, Lord. That you are raising up something so real, something so tangible. Heaven carriers, God, thank you so much for awakening, Lord, moms and pops to start taking care, God, to start taking the responsibilities, start taking the responsibilities that was granted on them and that was given to them, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that even right now in this prayer, in this special time with you, you are leading us into a clarity of understanding, Lord. How you have designed life to be, God. What your blueprint looks like of life. Holy Spirit, you are so gentle. You are so real. You are so desired in every heart right now in this place. Let our hearts just focus and be postured on you right now, Jesus. So much, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you for the cross. We're gonna start out with basics, God, because that's where our life starts, God. Holy Spirit, I just want to release your presence over the hearts right now that are aching. I keep on sensing an aching heart, like it's raw pain is in the heart. I just want to release peace into the heart right now. I want to release raw joy. Just rest right now. Just full rest. I feel like they're tired. I just want to release your rest upon them, God. I just ask that every person that hears my voice right now, every person that is in this atmosphere right now, they can come into your fullness of your rest right now in your presence, God. And that's what prayer is all about, is getting connected with you, is getting connected to your heart, is just getting disconnected from the cares of this world and getting connected to heaven, getting connected to the reality of who you are, God, and getting the true rest. Holy Spirit, you are our rest. I just release your presence right now, God. I release your reality right now. Just fall on every heart right now, on every person right now. And let them just go. Go into that resting place. It's a choice. It's actually very easy. It's not complicated. Just focus on Him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you that you have made the way, God. Thank you so much for birthing right now passion and hunger within this young generation, God. Thank you so much, God, for giving us the position that we can decree, that we can declare, that we can stand the gap, God, to see this young generation burn and be set on fire for you, God. Thank you so much for your righteousness, for your justice, God. Thank you so much for your love, God, for your provision, for what you do, Lord. I just ask right now, you start bubbling within them, God, with fire and hunger right now, just to get possessed by you, by hungering for your reality, God, for your kingdom right now, Lord. It's all about the future, God. It's all about what you are birthing right now in the moment, Lord, and what we're going to see tomorrow with our physical eyes, Lord. It's all about walking in faith, God, not by sight. It's all about being soaked with your love, God. It's all about just focusing on you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much that you are so good. You are so loving. You are so caring, Lord. I just ask that you release the prophetic voice tonight in this place, God. That you release the prophetic atmosphere into our cities right now, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for giving us the power and authority to walk in this, God. To be placed in this position tonight, God. Thank you so much right now. I just release the wave of fire of heaven right now over this region, over this city right now. Thank you so much, God, for our president, Lord. Thank you so much that you are bringing justice into this nation, Lord. I just ask right now for a fullness, God, for a fullness manifestation of your justice, God, to be released in this nation, Lord. Thank you so much for aligning kingdom of heaven and even United States, God, for united our cities, Lord, our hearts with your hearts and your will, God. Thank you so much, Lord, for tangible presence right now that you are just manifesting in this place, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, bubble every heart right now for them to be focused on you, God, that nothing else will matter right now but you, your raw presence and your goodness, Jesus. One step at a time. You cannot jump over God. You cannot jump and go faster than your heart's desires. You have to be on His time. You have to be on His terms. Thank you, God. Thank you so much right now that you are just bringing peace, Lord, into the ones that think they failed, but it wasn't a failure. It was just a test of time, Lord. Thank you so much right now for just awakening the faithful ones, God. Just to start moving in your power and your authority, God. To start walking in your presence, God. Daily, connected to your heartbeat, God. Falling in love with you every single time. There is nothing better or greater than walking, trusting you, God. Every single day, you know you are saved. Even if your life can just end in a split moment, you know you are not losing anything. You are just gaining. God, it is so good to feel so secure, Lord. You are the true pleasure of our lives, Jesus. You are the best thing that really happened to us. Holy Spirit, just release this fire right now. Release this fire right now over these young people, God, that are right there, that they are right there standing in front of the race, that the baton is ready to be handed over to them, God, for them to start running this race, God, and everything that you have prepared for them, God, that you have been preparing, Lord, because this generation is going to look different, it's going to smell different, it's going to bring a completely different face to the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the faithful people, God, that have been standing their ground, that have been taking their responsibility, that have not been giving up, God, that they can pass down the whole inheritance to the next generation, that your kingdom of heaven can keep on moving with a strong wind and a strong force, God. Keep on moving forward. Thank you so much, God, that your kingdom is a kingdom that is upside down, Lord. It looks completely different from this reality, Lord. Thank you so much for renewing our minds right now, even in this presence right now. I just release this over somebody. The renewing of the mind, that click to happen right now in the spirit. For you to start looking at yourself, at God, at life completely different right now. Holy Spirit, just release that. It doesn't look, oh, you, it's not. not about logic, trying to understand everything. Sometimes it's just moving by faith, stepping out into the unknown, and just letting God take control of everything. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much for birthing right now something so real, something so big, even though it's going to start with a small little seed right now. But you are in that seed. You are that seed. Holy Spirit, just manifest that. I just ask for a fresh anointing right now to come upon your sons and your daughters that have been broken before, that gave up their positions, God. I just ask for you to burn them right now again, once more. Awaken their hearts, awaken their lives, God. It's all about you, Lord, and it's all about what you have prepared for our lives, Jesus. You are better. You are better. We think we can do it by ourselves, but we can, Lord. Your time frame is completely different. Release it right now, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Papa. I just release that healing anointing right now over relationships. Holy Spirit, restore relationships right now, Papa. Restore people's hearts to trust into people again by trusting you, Jesus. We need each other. We need unity. We need each other, God, because that's how you created us to be. We need people. We need humans. We need to serve one another, help one another, do life, God, in every way, in every shape and form. So release that healing right now, Papa, into the relationships. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your heart. It always burns with fire, passion, and zeal. Every single time I get to see and experience your heart, every single time it is full of passion and fire. Oh my God, it is so contagious. Open up their eyes to see, Papa, their hearts to experience your zeal, your heart, Jesus. This young generation, when they taste and see, they will never be the same. Papa, give them the opportunity, Lord, in the right time, in the right place, to experience heaven, to experience your love, to experience your burning heart's desire, God. For them to be successful in you, God. For them to be connected in you. For them to be one with you, God. Full of your joy and love. Full of your love and passion. Full of your fire, God. That is eternal. That is so big and so real. Jesus. Jesus. Release right now. Release the winds, God. Release the winds and the fire, Papa, into this place right now.
Jesus, you've done so much for us. Every second of the day wouldn't be enough. I could spend my life thanking you and it still wouldn't be enough for your sacrifice. Jesus, I want to honor you today. Even if I can't thank you enough, I want to thank you for chasing me every single day. Every single day that I'm not looking for you, you're still looking for me. You're still chasing after my heart, even when I'm not trying. I want you in my life every single day. You're still looking for your bride. You're still looking for the hearts that have not been found. The hearts that are lost, that are still looking for something real. Still looking for love and joy and peace, the kind that only you can bring. True peace and joy, it only comes from you, nowhere else. Nothing else can bring peace like yours, or love or joy. God, there is nothing like you. You're extraordinary, God. There is nothing like you. You're indescribable. God, you leave the 99 for the one. I want to pray for the hearts that are still looking for something, that still are looking for something real and that haven't found you yet, God. For the hurting hearts, the ones feeling rejected, feeling lonely or not feeling a part of anything, God, I can hear you telling them that you love them, that you want to hug them and embrace them, that you're there with them every single day, and that you're waiting for them. You don't just want us to be with you and to pray and to talk to you and to worship you. You're waiting for us to. Love that you have for us. God, I pray your love reaches everyone looking for it, everyone looking for something. I pray that they can feel what your love really feels like, and that your touch can touch their heart in a way that they've never felt like. that they find you and they realize that there's nothing like you. Nothing can compare to you, God.
Father, today I just want to say, I just adore you. I'm not coming here asking for anything today. I just want to tell you how much I adore you. I just want to tell you how much I adore you, Father. One touch from you, and I'm fully restored. One second with your presence, Papa, and I'm fully restored. I just want to thank you for that, God. Where else can you get something like that in this world? You can't. You can't get anything like you, Father, in this world. One touch from you and that's it. It's so simple. Thank you so much that you made it so simple that we can just call on your name and we're fully restored, God. We can call on your name and we're fully restored, Father. I'm so thankful for that, because if not for that, I would be a mess. At least more than I am right now, God. Thank you that one touch from you and I'm fully restored, God. That I don't have to worry about tomorrow, that you got it taken care of, God. Thank you so much, Lord. Today I just want to tell you that I adore you. I just want to tell you that I adore you, Father. That's it, that I adore you. I'm not asking for anything. I just adore you, God. Jesus, your creation is so beautiful, Father. You are so smart. You are so infinite and limitless, God. I just adore you. I adore everything about you, God. You are pure life. Lord, you are pure life to me. You're the only source of life that I need, God. The only source of life that there is, the only true source of life in this world, God. Nothing else satiates like you do, God. There's nothing else that can replace you, Father. I surrender to you, God. Forgive me for not fully surrendering to you. I surrender, God. Teach me what it means to be fully surrendered. I'm willing to go on that path, God. Teach us what it means to be fully surrendered to you, God. Show us what that will look like in this world. Show us what it looks like to truly shine in this world, God. Lord, I just come back to the simplicity of who you are. and what you called us to do, to just be with you. To simply just be with you, Father. Please be with me, God. Lord, please stay with me. I can't do it without you. God, I can't do it without you. Thank you for your presence, Jesus. I can't do it without you. I don't need any inspirational books. I don't need any inspirational quotes. Nothing. I don't need any of the knowledge. I just need you, God. I don't care about any of that stuff. I just need you, God. None of that matters, Lord. Only you matter. Lord, I thank you so much, God. I thank you so much that I can walk with you for real. I thank you so much that I can walk with you for real, Lord. I thank you so much, God. Jesus, you are so good. That's all there is to say. You are so good, God. You are so good, Jesus. It's so simple. You are so good. And that's it. Lord, you are good. Everything you produce is good. Everything you do is good. I want to be around you. I want to walk with you like Enoch did. I want to fully surrender. Lord, show me what that means. Show me what it means in this world where you can't even tell right from wrong. You can't tell black from white. You are the compass. You're the compass in this broken world, Lord. And all we have to do to traverse this world is just simply stay with you and follow you. That's all we have to do. It's so simple and it's so beautiful, God. So simple and it's so beautiful. I'm so happy that you made it like that. I choose you, God, over everything. I choose you. Jesus, I choose you. I choose to stay and walk with you, Lord. I pray that you just encounter everyone like you've never done it before, Lord. And just the simple, just show up, Lord. I love you for that. You just show up. Papa, you're so gentle. You're so gentle with your love, God. I see it and I love it. Your gentleness pushes me somehow. The gentleness pushes me to go for you more. It pushes me to become more of a light in this world. Lord, you know the ways to all of our hearts, the deepest, deepest secrets. You know all of it, God. And every time you go into the depths of who I am and show me something or straighten me out, it wrecks me every time, God. I thank you that you do that. That you pick me apart. That you care enough to even be with me. I just thank you for how you created us to walk with you, God. Thank you.
хотим чего-то настоящего. Каждое утро, когда мы просыпаемся, мы хотим реальной встречи с Тобой. Мой дух, он изнемогает. Он тоскует, когда я не встречаюсь с Тобой. Все давно закончили играть. Мы ищем Твоего лица и Твоего присутствия, потому что мы в ожидании чего-то настоящего. Мы в ожидании сынов света. Мы в ожидании свежего ветра, пробуждения. Мы в ожидании этого огня. Мы в ожидании излияния Духа, как никогда before. Мы в ожидании. Мы сейчас находимся в ожидании. В ожидании этого дождя. День, когда я вижу, как поднимается тьма, когда поднимается безумие, когда поднимается нечестие, как сильно оно умножается на земле. Я верю, что это Твоя история, и она закончится хорошо. Я верю, что это Твоя земля, и все, что происходит на ней, закончится хорошо. И сегодня я стою вместе со всеми, вместе с церковью. И я прошу Тебя, излей этот дождь на эту землю. Пусть наступит это время, когда церковь поднимется. Когда уже невозможно молчать. Когда эта страсть и радикальность поднимается в духе каждого. Разбуди нас. Разбуди нас. Разбуди нас. Иногда мне кажется, что история повторяется. Опять и опять. Когда земля наполняется грехом. И ты ищешь того, кто будет праведным. Ты ищешь этих людей. Как когда-то Лот остался единственным. Излей свой дождь. Верни нас в это время, где мы были безумны по Тебе, где мы искали Твоего лица и день, и ночь, где часы просто пропадали в Твоем присутствии. Верни нас в это состояние первой любви. Захвати нас опять этой страстью. Только тогда мы сможем двигаться. Только тогда мы сможем просто двигаться против тьмы. Только тогда будет свет. Верни нас в эту любовь. В эту безумную, страстную любовь. Верни нас. Напомни нам свои имена. Напомни нам. Напомни нам. Напомни нам эти дни и ночи, когда Ты приходил. Напомни нам о Твоих обещаниях. Напомни нам о Твоих посещениях. Напомни нам. Заново зажги сильно-сильно наши сердца, что невозможно выбирать, что мы все будем захвачены Тобой. Одним Твоим именем, Твоим присутствием. Иисус, мы так сильно нуждаемся в Тебе. Мы так сильно нуждаемся в Твоем присутствии. Мы так сильно хотим идти за Тобой. Разрушай прямо сейчас каждую стену, которая стоит между нами и Тобой. Разрушай всякую ложь, в которую мы поверили. Разрушай уныние. Разрушай неверие. Разрушай боль от неотвеченных молитв. Сними с нас усталость. Ты сказал, что в последнее время Ты изольешь свой дух на молодых и пожилых. Ты изольешь свой дух. Это то, на чем мы стоим. Ты обещал, что и юноши, и пожилые, они поднимутся. Они наполнятся Тобой. Ты сказал, что они поднимут крылья, как орлы. Они побегут, они пойдут до конца. Все небо в ожидании. Я представляю, как Ты вместе с учениками смотришь над тем, что происходит. Ты смотришь на свою невесту и говоришь: «Вставай!» Ты смотришь на свою невесту и говоришь: «Вставай!» Я сделал все. Приготовь путь для меня. Приготовь путь для меня. Я твой жених. Я твоя любовь, я твоя мечта, я твоя жизнь, я твоя вода, я твой хлеб, я твое вино. Поднимайся. Ты больше не имеешь права молчать. Ты больше не имеешь права терять дни, терять часы. Время тикает. Приготовь путь. Просто приготовь путь для меня. Поднимается армия ангелов, которая сойдет на эту землю. Открывается новый сезон сверхъестественных посещений. Открывается новый сезон чудес, о которых мы никогда не слышали и не знали. Открывается это время. Небеса открываются, потому что Иисус не может проиграть. Небеса открываются, изливается этот дождь, изливается это новое вино, этот новый елей. Открывается этот сезон, потому что Иисус царь, потому что Он победитель, потому что сказано, что Он будет жених, который придет. Прискачет на этом белом коне во всей власти, во всей красоте, во всем достоинстве и чести. Приготовь путь! Приготовь путь! Приготовь путь! Приготовь путь! Мы приготавливаем Тебе путь, Иисус! Мы ждем Твоего пришествия! Мы ждем. Приготовь путь. О, приготовь путь. Сегодня каждый из нас ответственен за то, чтобы приготовить путь для царя. Каждый из нас. И не важно, где ты сидишь, где ты стоишь, что ты делаешь. Ты ответственен приготовить путь для царя. для царя, для того, кого ты назвал любимым, для того, с кем ты соединился. О, приготовь путь! Каждый день, куда ты идешь, где ты находишься, ты ответственен приготовить путь для царя. На твоих работах, в школе. Ты тот, кто отражает этот путь для царя. Приготовь путь. Приготовь. Эта дорога должна быть выстелена чистотой и праведностью. Эта дорога полна любви. Эта дорога полна святости и почтения к царю. Приготовь путь царю. Приготовь путь царю. О, приготовь путь царю. Каждый из нас ответственен за присутствие Бога в наших домах. Мы ответственны за детей, которые знают или не знают Иисуса. Мы ответственны за атмосферу в наших городах. Мы ответственны за эту атмосферу. И когда там кричат, церковь не может молчать. Церковь не может соглашаться. Церковь не может идти назад. Мы не имеем права уступить территорию. Это земля нашего Отца. Это земля нашего Царя. Дух Святой. Дух Святой. Дух Святой, расплывайся по нашим венам. Расплывайся по нашим венам. Захвати нас. Тронный зал открыт. Небо все просто содрогается. Потому что это очередная битва, которую мы должны победить. Мы должны взять эту землю. Мы должны взять эту атмосферу. Команд, мы больше не можем молчать. Наши уста больше не могут быть закрыты. Наши уста не могут быть закрыты. Наш взгляд должен смотреть на Христа. Мы видим Тебя, Творящего. Мы видим Тебя, Грядущего. Молюсь, просто чтобы ты высвободил особое помазание, особую благодать на каждого, чтобы мы были способны встать, противостоять и не просто отбиваться, а наступать. Наступать. Разрушать ложь. Разрушать ненависть. Мы носители Бога на этой земле. Напомни каждому из нас об этой ответственности. Напомни нам, Иисус. Напомни нам, когда мы хотим убежать, когда мы не хотим слышать. Когда мы слишком переживаем за себя и свою жизнь, когда мы переживаем за сегодняшний день, напомни нам, что ты сделал для нас, напомни нам о том времени, когда ты захватил наше сердце, когда ты приходил и касался, когда жизнь менялась, когда дни превращались в удивительное путешествие, Одно прикосновение Твое меняло смысл жизни. Напомни нам об этом всем. Верни нас в эту первую любовь. Верни нас. Верни нас, когда мы откажемся от своей воли, когда мы откажемся от своих желаний, когда мы будем полностью захвачены Тобой, когда мы будем согласны умирать, когда мы будем согласны умирать за Тебя, когда нам будет не страшно, что люди смотрят нас как на дурачков, когда нам будет все равно. Напомни нам, ради чего мы на этой земле. Напомни нам о настоящей жизни. Напомни нам о вечности, о которой мы только слышали. Покажи нам эту вечность, ради которой мы это все делаем. Покажи нам свое сердце. Покажи, как оно бьется ради этой земли, ради этой нации, ради человека. Захвати нас, Иисус! Захвати нас, Иисус! И я кричу не потому, что я там, потому что я так же теряюсь, так же не нахожу Тебя, но я хочу быть радикальной, я хочу быть безумной каждый день, я хочу быть безумной, я хочу быть проданной Тебе. Напомни нам о том, кто ты. Царь, царь нашего сердца, царь нашей жизни. Твоей любви достаточно, твоей крови было достаточно. Твои мечты, твои планы о нас лучше. Лучше, чем наши. Мы реально находимся в этом сезоне, когда все отделяется на белое и черное. Когда люди не смогут справиться, если не продадутся Тебе. Когда наша вера не будет просто наша, когда мы должны будем встать перед народом, как когда-то Стефан в Деяниях встал, и он не побоялся, когда летели камни. Вот о каком поколении ты мечтаешь, о Стефанах, которые отдадутся тебе, которые готовы умирать, которые готовы умирать ради Тебя, ради того, чтобы принести истину, принести жизнь. Разбуди нас, позволь нам не привыкнуть к Твоему присутствию, к Твоему голосу, к Твоим посещениям. Просто обнули нас и верни в это состояние, когда мы, как маленькие дети, зависим от Тебя, когда мы хотим Тебя, когда мы не можем сделать и шага без Тебя. Верни нас. Мы не сможем. Ведь по-другому нету смысла. Если не с тобой, то мы проиграем. Если без тебя, то нас хватит совсем на чуть-чуть. даже когда мы Тебя не чувствуем, не слышим, ничего не видим. Не позволь нам проиграть. Не позволь нам убежать от Тебя. Иисус, Ты все, что у нас есть. Но Ты единственное, что является настоящим. Единственное настоящее. Дух Святой, сокруши наши сердца прямо сейчас. Чтобы мы не просто попробовали сдаться, чтобы мы капитулировали перед Тобой. Ты нам нужен. Иисус, Ты нам нужен. Ты нужен этой земле, Ты нужен Америке, Ты нужен Америке.
Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Jesus, I just want to give You a shout out right now, God. You are so good. You have simplified it to such a basics, God. You went from 10 commandments, which unlock into way more commandments than you know, the details of it. You made only 2 commandments. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor. Everything overflows through that. I love that. If you start thinking about that, meditating on that, it's mind-blowing how cool it is. It is so simple. Your whole life will align together. When you think and when you love your God with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind, kingdom of heaven is in your mind, is in your heart. Anywhere you go, it's going to be like that. And so that being said, that's simple. I always say Jesus in the kingdom of heaven is really simple. That's how simple it is, you guys. That's it. Focus on Him and everything is going to come into shape. Love Him. That love towards your neighbor is going to overflow. Thank You so much, Jesus, for that. Thank You that Your love, it is greater than we can ever comprehend it, Lord. Your love went to that cross. You paid the price. You overstepped everything that needed to be overstepped. Everything that needed to be conquered. You did it. Now we can walk in that freedom. Now we can walk in Your victory. Now we can be who we are meant to truly be and exist. Jesus, thank You so much for preparing this house's church, God. For revival. I keep on sensing it. I will prophesy it. I will decree it. This house is going to bring revival. It's a matter of time and it's a matter of our hearts being in the right place at the right time. That's all it is. We're just waiting. We're just sitting ducks and we're waiting for God to open up the doors and gates to overflow with His love, His presence, and just to take over. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, God, for this amazing time. Glory to you, Jesus. You guys give God glory. He's good. Anybody want to share a testimony? I always want to keep an open mic because testimony is technically speaking what Jesus did for you, and that's where your power is at, is in that testimony. That's your authority and power. So if somebody has something to share, you guys are more than welcome. Going once, going twice, sold. Okay. You guys have a good night. God bless you. Have a good weekend. And we'll just hang out, I guess, as we always do. Okay, bye.